This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning. Thanks for staying with us on The Morning Run. You're here with Lin Mark, Julian Ng and Wang Xiaoning. It is 7:07 in the morning and the business hour of The Morning Run. So we can see the fallout from President Donald Trump's tweets on Sunday over the U.S.-China trade deal in the U.S. markets. The Dow fell 0.3%. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both closed down 0.5%. And of course, the president tweeted that the pace of negotiations was too slow and threatened to raise tariffs from 10 to 25% on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods.
That's right. And the Asian markets saw very much sharper movements. Shanghai fell about 3%. Hang Seng, 5.6%. That's almost can be classified as a crash almost. Mm-hmm. SCI fell 3%. And the good KLCI only 0.3% in negative territory. I guess Malaysia is usually a contrarian market to the rest of the region and the world as well.
We haven't gone up so much also.
Exactly.
But moving on to U.S., U.S. top trade negotiator Robert Lighthizer confirmed that the U.S. plans to raise tariffs on Chinese goods on Friday. Now, he's accused Beijing of backpedaling on commitments it made. And he said the Trump administration will increase duties on Chinese imports exactly at 12:01 a.m. on May 10th.
Yeah, but still, the trade talks are expected to continue with a Chinese delegation scheduled to visit Washington on Thursday and Friday. I really wouldn't want to be that delegation because I can imagine going into the U.S. right then will be quite the exciting time. Now, aside from that, Istanbul is set to hold re-elections for its mayor on June 23rd. And this is after Turkey's election board on Monday cancelled the rules and ordered a rerun. So the main opposition party, the Republican People's Party, won the mayoral election on March 31st by a majority of some 13,000 votes. It was quite razor-thin margins. However, the ruling AKP party lodged a number of challenges, claiming voter fraud and irregularities. So now they are going to be reholding that election in June.
And following this announcement, Turkey's lira weakened past six per US dollar, touching its lowest point in almost 7 months. And around the world, the central banks are going to make its decision on interest rates. The Reserve Bank of Australia, New Zealand Central Bank, as well as Philippines on Thursday, and including Bank Negara as well, expected to make a decision on interest rates. And for Australia and New Zealand, if they cut rates, they will be the first to do so in the developed world.
Yep. So for more insights into global markets, we have Stephen Innes on the line. He's the head of trading and market strategy at SPI Asset Management. Thanks for joining us, Stephen. So we saw President Trump's tweets rolling the market over the weekend. What's caused this 180-degree turn after making positive developments in the trade negotiations last week?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I'm still no clearer today than I was yesterday as to what actually triggered this sudden shift. Of course, we're getting some feedback coming out of the U.S. administration right now accusing China of backpedaling. I look back at last week, however, where the first impasse came up, and I really think it's all about this breaking the trust gap. And what I mean by that is this impasse that they're having where the U.S. wants to keep in place the bulk of the tariffs, if not all the tariffs, to ensure China's compliance. And I think China doesn't think this is in good faith. And I'm just guessing here, this is still coming to the fore. And I think this is what's holding up these trade discussions right now.
And Stephen, also coming added on top of these trade tensions is the fact that central banks around the world, including Australia, New Zealand and Malaysia as well, would have to make decisions on their key policy rates. Do you think that this will provide some hope and support for the market after having gone through yesterday's crashes?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think that's really, I think we had a huge overreaction on the downside. You know, the meltdown started very early, and I think investors were really panicked. I think, you know, the scenario where a complete abandonment of the trade process is highly unlikely, but given the central bank backstops, prospect of lower for longer interest rates, that's certainly soothing for equity investors because they just love cheap money. After all, who doesn't love cheap money, right? So I think this is going to be a very positive thing for the markets going forward.
And moving on to oil, it looks like oil might drop below $70 a barrel for the first time, despite tensions in the Middle East. What is your outlook on oil prices?
You know, I think it comes down, I mean, taking this as this one-off event as an aside here, you know, we're always dealing with the demand side of the equation in the background. And certainly, increase in tariffs will probably slow down both the U.S. and Chinese economy to a degree. But right now, I think the market is completely focused on one, the OPEC compliance, and also the supply side of the equation. And this is really what's supporting oil prices. I think today, after plummeting at the open, we saw geopolitical risk ratchet higher after the Iran, after the Uber hawk. John Bolton announced the U.S. is going to be sending a naval strike force with the sole purpose to police Iran. Now, you know, this type of saber rattling in the Middle East is really, really, how should I say, is really supportive for oil prices because, you know, the first minor escalation will see prices rocket higher. So I think what we're seeing right now is oil markets have pretty much recovered given the fact that geopolitical risk has coming to the fore on the back of U.S. browbeating. And I think this should be enough to keep oil prices in check for the foreseeable future. Overall, however, I think oil prices are going to remain firm, but I'm not expecting any huge uptick. I think the objective here from both Iran, from both the OPEC and the U.S., is to keep oil prices in a confined, tight normal range, somewhere between $70 and $75, and Brent, I think, would be a happy medium for just about everybody, consumers and suppliers alike.
Thank you so much. And that was Stephen Innes, Head of Trading and Market Strategy at SPI Asset Management, saying $70 to $75 appears to be their target price for oil, particularly with geopolitical risks bolstering that price. Now, aside from that, we also have some news out of Singapore. So Singapore could issue virtual banking licenses, creating another source of competition for the city-state's established banks. They'll probably be issuing similar licenses as Hong Kong, who've already handed out that license. And of course, virtual banks are financial institutions without physical branches where all transactions are online. So basically just online banking.
Yes. At the end of the day, it's just a normal bank, but without a branch. And you can imagine with that comes the benefits of lower operational costs compared to traditional lenders. You won't need so much staff. You won't have so much fixed costs. Now, according to DBS Group CEO Piyushio Gupta, a new digital bank could generate $100 of income from a cost base of as little as US$30.
Yep, so that's many times more returns than your traditional lending. And also, I think new kinds of business models are coming up. So you need for these financial institutions to respond to those kind of business models that would chip away the traditional roles of the banking. For example, today here in Malaysia, we have P2P banking, right? And in effect, P2P banking cuts out the middleman, which is the bank, with consumers lending directly to some of these smaller corporations that need the money. And who knows, in the future, perhaps the online platforms will be able to handle some of the bigger loan amounts as well. And I think technology will be able to allow and handle that.
There's probably also the element of changing consumer demands. Perhaps people are not so tied to going to a physical bank branch nowadays. And so after this, we'll be talking to you about more local news. So stay tuned to The Morning Run here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.